Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Portland, if you've ever wondered where to get your Blazers, Ducks, and Bees, it's right here on the airwaves of 1080. 1080 The Fan with Danny and Dusty. It's Danny and Dusty and Rust from noon till 3.
Hour number 3 here on Danny and Dusty on a Tuesday afternoon. Whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Join in the conversation. You can also text us on the Vancouver 4 text line 503-864-6326 and let us know your thoughts, your feelings, particularly as it pertains to this question. I was diving into my postseason work for the Trailblazers wrap-up season, and I was like, you know, Scoot Henderson's been playing better. I wonder just exactly how much better. And as I started digging into it, I was like, man, he's been even better than I thought he was, and I think so much of it has to do with it being a stark contrast to how bad he was to start the season.
He was really bad, and I think that's where a lot of people started turning off the Portland Trailblazers, not watching or checking in here and there and not following every single game, watching Scoot Henderson and watching him grow. Because when he got dinged up and then we saw that big slide, that is when all of the information started coming out about viewership being down, losing 43% of the households that could actually see the Portland Trailblazers. Wasn't that what it was, 43%?
So they ended up losing essentially 50%. It was overall 66% of their total Comcast audience.
Yeah.
And 50% of their total cable audience.
And of just people who didn't have access to the games, and then the people that did have access, we started seeing those numbers. I mean, not a lot of people were following them as the season was wrapping up. But the last, I mean, really 20 games, and Joe Cronin even mentioned his last 20 yesterday, but I saw you had a tweet where you pulled up his last 15 games in what he had done in his last 15. He was a far different player, and there's a lot of reasons why that was. It was because, look, he's putting up pretty good, ridiculous numbers in games where they were losing by a lot of points, and some would call those hollow and throw that out there. But the reality of it is that we saw a young man that looked like a different player at the end of the year than at the beginning of the year.
And here's where it starts and ends, okay? His first 15 games, I had to go through and find the range for this. Scoot Henderson's first 15 games, he played 26.4 minutes a night. He averaged 11.1 points, 4.5 assists, 2.7 rebounds on 37-24-72 splits.
Okay.
His final 15 games, 19.1 points per game, 7.9 assists, 3.9 rebounds on 41-39-81 splits.
Okay. I think the best thing that you can get out of that is his three-point shooting splits went up. His volume still isn't anywhere near it, but, I mean, being at 39% as a rookie, for a guy who can't shoot, is a lot better.
Not and just
look, it was bolstered by Friday night, if we're not, we're being honest.
But, again, that was because he started to take, and you saw it down the stretch, he started to take and make shots off the dribble, which we did not see to start the season.
Step back three, even.
He had 40 total step back threes coming into the game Thursday night. I know this because I looked it up ahead of time because I was like, well, wondering where he was on that. He took 6 step back threes over the next 2 nights.
Yeah.
And it was like,
that's good.
Oh, I asked him about it after the game. I was like, hey, was that something you were working on or is that something that just happened naturally? And he goes, honestly, I just felt more comfortable. And I think that's the key. Not just the step backs, but he just felt more comfortable. And that's what I think you saw. He still had issues with turnovers. He still has issues finishing. He has plenty of things to work on. But the question is, did the final 15 games convince you that there is something there?
No. No. But it's incomplete. The final 15 games aren't going to be something that sways me one way or the other.
Why do you think the first 15 games swayed so many people then?
Well, they didn't sway me. The question was me. It didn't sway me.
But I'm asking, why do you think that was, though?
Because it was the start and more eyeballs were on it.
That's fair.
And people actually watched it. And there was an excitement to see what the Blazers had in Scoot Henderson. And you get the top three pick. You trade one of the greatest Blazer to ever put a uniform on. You trade him, knowing that this is going to be the replacement. Whether that is a fair or unfair comp, that's exactly what it will be for Scoot Henderson in his career, is that Damian Lillard was shown the door and he was brought in. And there were a bunch of eyes on him at that point where people saw those first 15 games and said, yeah, this ain't it. This isn't what Dame was when he walked into the league. But also, that's an unfair comp because Dame played for 4 years in college, was a pure shooter coming out of college, and Scoot Henderson is 19 years old and not a shooter to begin with. They're two completely different players. This year, it was with the amount of injuries, with the amount of starting lineups that were in and out, guys coming in and out. This was, I said it last week, it was a lost year for Shaedon Sharpe because we could have seen actual substantial growth from Shaedon, and unfortunately injuries got in the way of that. With the way that the complete roster was, I didn't learn one way or another if Scoot Henderson's going to be a dude in the NBA or not. I mean, and I don't think anybody can tell you one way or another, yes or no, because this team around him isn't good enough to get an answer for that. And he's only 1 year into the NBA. It was a roller coaster, man.
Well, and I think your average fan, regardless of him being, you know, a project and out of the G League, your average NBA fan, they're just going to expect a lot out of the number three pick in the draft off the bat. And so that's how, you know, you get that kind of a perception of, oh boy.
Well, here's the interesting thing. Coming into this season, I made wrote the article, and we've talked about it God knows how many times. The number of teenage rookie point guards is very finite. 24 total players in NBA history. 3 have averaged 15-5. You know what he ended the season with? 14-5. He just missed that cut.
Yeah.
He would have been the 4th rookie point guard to ever do it. And he would have joined Stephon Marbury, Kyrie Irving, LaMelo Ball. So he just misses that cut. And when you look at, I was wondering where his final January to end of season run would put him. Just to kind of get an idea. Let's go January 1 forward. Since the turn of the calendar, Scoot averaged 29 minutes a night, averaged 15 points, 5.8 assists, 3.3 rebounds on 39-34-82 splits. And I was like, okay, let's take a look at rookies that have ever averaged 15-5-3. There have been 30 rookies ever across all positions in NBA history to average 15-5-3, which is essentially where he landed if you remove the first 3 months of the season, which all that I did was take 1 point away, essentially. 1 point. That's how poor the first 2 months were, because you average 11.1 until he kind of figured some stuff out. You take a look at who he kind of comps to. You see John Wall, you see Cade Cunningham, Allen Iverson, Russell Westbrook, Dennis Smith Jr., and Brandon Jennings. All in the same group. And you and I were talking before the show, what did a player like John Wall look like with the same kind of stats post-January, once he kind of figured some stuff out, okay? John Wall, from January 1st on of his rookie year in 2010-2011, 16.6, 8.3, 4.9.
So but consistency is kind of, for the people that did watch Scoot, consistency is the big one, and Wall's numbers were consistent from start to finish.
Yes, they were.
And I think that, again, I'm not going to take 1 year from a 19-year-old rookie and say one way or the other whether he's the statistical comps are great, but at the same time, we have to look at who you're playing alongside of as well, and the competitiveness of your team as well. And I think that both of those things, the competitiveness of the Blazers we saw was not there this year. From 30-point losses, 40-point losses, 60-point losses, like it was a non-competitive season. And it context and flow of a game really does dictate how you play, right? And that's why I'm not selling any stock on Scoot. I'm not buying anymore, though. I'm holding right now.
That's fair. A hold call, I think, is fair.
And I don't think, I think that overreactions one way or the other, I mean, the guy had to go through and just figure it out on the fly, because look, also the big wrenches that were thrown in injury wise to this team, it really affected him early in those first 3 months that you were talking about. And it would affect any player, let alone a rookie playing in the NBA for the first time. But at the same time, when he started getting more comfortable and getting, you know, used to life in the NBA, we did see a bit of a roller coaster. It was up and down, to be expected from a rookie. And I have more of a problem with the people that are saying Scoot is horrible, can't be relied on.
Yes.
Because we just don't know yet.
And that's the thing. That was kind of like...
But I'm not going to hold him up to comping him to John Wall. You know, I'm not going to do that.
I think statistically you can't. And that's the thing is, we're thinking, when you think John Wall, when you think Russell Westbrook, when you think Allen Iverson, when you think even Cade Cunningham, you're thinking about what they are now or what they were at their primes, not what they were in their rookie years. Because you go back, most guys, with the exception of Wemby and LeBron, they suck rookies.
Look, I think that the fact that he is replacing Damian Lillard, who as a rookie was the rookie of the year. Mm-hmm. Those are such huge shoes to fill.
Yes, and the context is so different, because one is a 19-year-old, one's 22, almost 23.
With 4 years of college and an elite shooter coming out of college.
And had run 10,000 pick and rolls by the time he got to the NBA.
I still have plenty of questions.
Oh, like, absolutely.
He needs to be able to shoot to be a point guard in the NBA. It's 2024.
And if not, he needs to develop as one of the elite finishers in the league.
And he is neither one of those things.
And that's
right
thing,
now.
And those are the questions. But I found it interesting that despite evidence, everyone kind of freaked out about the first 15 games more so than they did the final 15 games.
Yeah, because again, I think that just goes to people watched then and people didn't watch at the end.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. And then also, this is a good text on the text line. You know, Cronin said Scoot was a generational player that was too good to possibly pass up. But also, such a generational player, no one would trade for that pick to get him. He's not generational.
Well, that's...
Like, I do believe...
That's not true.
There is... So what part of it?
That nobody was willing to trade for that pick, because there were packages that were on the table.
Okay, but... I mean, not worth giving up, because whatever they were going to get was not going to be enough to keep Damian Lillard here. And I think that's the
point. I don't
point
think it
like,
has to do with keeping Dame here. I think that even if you made a deal for a major impact player, you had to make two more moves to make the roster make sense, as opposed to that.
how is that different from where they're at right now, though? Because they're still in the, they have multiple moves to make even by keeping the pick. I don't think he is a generational player. I feel comfortable in saying
I think
Scoot is not a generational player.
I think
player.
He's a generational prospect, and that's a totally fair thing to say.
A generational prospect?
Yes. It wasn't just
NBA-wise?
You can say Joe Cronin all you want. You can go across the NBA. Across the NBA. Scouts, executives, GMs, assistant GMs had him marked as a generational point guard prospect. Absolutely, unequivocally. Unequivocally.
Boy. Well, then, what were those trade packages that were on the table? Like, can you, like, without giving names, like, what type of player?
All-star caliber player.
All-star caliber player was on?
An all-star. For sure. A certified absolute all-star. Well, that's on the table.
Well, that would have been something that I think Blazer fans would have wanted to listen to.
So, yeah, there were offers that were on the table. But making that move, you now have no assets left. And that move wasn't going to get you over that hump.
But in what you're saying, so you bring in an all-star player, that wouldn't have kept Dame here in your mind?
No.
Okay, then the Dame package still would have been available, so assets would have been there in return because the Dame trade still did happen.
Yeah, but now you're in the exact same position and you don't have anything else going forward.
But an all-star player, an all-star caliber player.
Sure, but you don't have any rookie scale deals or anything else to go off of.
This team right now has got, what, the 12th highest payroll heading into next year?
Yes, with...
And zero All-Stars.
Yes, with the contracts on the books for all four draft picks, yes.
Yeah.
Which it
I mean, that's
be.
Not...
Come July 1st...
They have 14 guys on the roster with four draft picks,
I will be willing to wager a significant amount of money that that will not be the case.
Yeah, and I think that what we're looking at, though, is regardless of the move that would have been made, there would have still been...
Yes.
In the same spot
that's
they are.
That's my point, is that it didn't matter. And that's the thing, is like the whole idea of, that's why they didn't make the move. Because it behooved them to reset entirely.
Yeah.
To have a rookie scale deal. To have a guy that you had the runway with to build forward.
Yep.
And I think Scoot's going to be good. I just don't think he's going to be great.
Well, and he improved this year. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is he's not a generational player. Yeah. I mean... The generational prospect thing, that is rarefied air.
It's not, though. It's not. Like,
well, that the, quite that's literally,
why you, that's
the,
why you take
the
a
term
point guard
generational is rarefied air.
How many point,
once in a generation.
How many point guards get taken top three?
Yes. But the thing is, like, a generational prospect should be, like, that is rarefied air. Like, that is
sure,
once in a generation.
My point being,
yeah,
when you're taking a player top three... Markelle Fultz was a generational prospect.
Yeah.
That's why they traded for him to go number one.
Yeah. I think what we're talking about here, the word generational gets thrown out too much.
That's fair.
Yeah. I think that's where
entirely
we're at.
Fair.
I think that's where we're
when,
at.
When you talk about generational, at least in NBA parlance, when they're talking about as a prospect, it's a guy who has the capability of being all NBA. Because all NBA is rare. It's incredibly rare. And I think that was what, when you looked at Scoot Henderson, that's what people saw.
And the bigger point that people don't want to acknowledge, or there's a large swath of people that don't want to acknowledge, Scoot Henderson improved tremendously from November to where we are right now. And you cannot deny he developed so much and improved so much from November to here we are in April.
And that's the question is, if you look at Scoot Henderson and you believe in the makeup and the DNA and how hard he works, that he will figure something out. Now, to what level and to what extent? That's the question.
Yeah. And you know what? If you're out on Scoot, sell the stock and you'll be pleasantly surprised when you actually watch game next year.
It's a fun little upside.
It is.
It's a fun little thing.
And hopefully it'll be on, network over the air television and not on some super platinum premium cable channel that'll be on the auxiliary of the regional cable network for most of the games. Hopefully it'll be on a readily available channel where a lot of
Indeed.
People can see
where you can watch them either succeed or fail. What a concept.
Yep.
All right, coming up next, which NFL team has the most pressure to knock it out of the park in this upcoming draft, which is now 10 days away? It's kind of creeping up fast. Danny and Dusty, Tinny the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Hey, what's the point of this?
It's a quick little turn and burn segment. So I want to acknowledge a retirement that was announced today. Blake Griffin retired. And it started getting me thinking, was Blake Griffin's career a what if due to injury?
Yeah, I mean, I think those all of those Clippers teams can fall into that category, right? Because you think of, one, you had Doc Rivers as your coach. That's one going against mm-hmm. you. Gerald Henderson's rock-hard buns broke the hand of Chris Paul in that playoff series.
Great golf butt.
What?
He's a great golfer, and he's got a great golf butt.
Oh, that was a deep cut joke right there, because I had no idea.
He was a scratch golfer.
Okay. Well, Gerald Henderson breaks Chris Paul's hand, and that season goes completely sideways mm-hmm. on them. They had numerous years where Blake got hurt, too.
Yep.
And everything just kind of fell apart. The crazy thing is that you look at the Clippers now, kind of the same story, right?
Like a lot of injuries
down the stretch, like dictating their future. But I think we forget there was a window where Blake Griffin was that Zion Williamson, but actually on a good team.
You take a look. Okay, so he misses his rookie year because of knee surgery. The next 4 years, he played 82, and then the strike-shortened year, 66, all 66, then 80 and 80. He yeah. missed four games in 4 years. The Blake Griffin is injury prone stuff comes across because of after that.
Well, and it was that window of time where we forget how dominant he was. He was winning dunk contests. He was explosive in-game dunker, but also
he verbed a guy, Mozgov'd.
Within the context of a game, played basketball beautifully too.
He averaged
and then got hurt.
That 13-14 season, 36 minutes a night. 24-10-4. 24 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists.
Whoa.
As a 24-year-old. He was a violent athlete. I mean, LeBron James and Giannis Antetokounmpo, to me, are the only players that have ever come close to being that big and that athletic.
Yeah, he is a big what-if. And then he signed the extension. they did the, at his re-signing, they did the raising his name into the rafters, his number into the rafters of Staples Center, and then traded him like 2 months later.
Yes, and then he went to Detroit, where he actually kind of revived his career. He was an all-star and averaged 25-8-6.
But it was in Detroit.
It was in Detroit, yeah. They were not good. But he was an all-star. But then after that, so he went from averaging 22 a game, essentially, to the next year in Detroit averaging 15-5, and then 11, then 6, and then 4.
I'm with you.
He just, his body just fell off.
I'm with you. He is a massive what-if because his dominance, I think we forget how good he really was. And how exciting of a player he was, man. He was fun to watch, and he was a personality that was fun. Like,
remember Blake Griffin was like the genesis of reading mean tweets.
And he is like he did stand-up comedy like when he went to Detroit.
Yeah. Like, he was genuinely entertaining and funny. Like, it's just, it's an interesting career arc.
Whoa.
What do we got?
Cormani McClain, the number one corner in the country from 2023.
Hmm.
Who went to Colorado.
Yeah, he went transfer portal.
He has entered the transfer portal. Deion Sanders is losing now the guys that the very few number of players that he recruited out of high school. They're all and it's not been a good day for Deion.
Because they lost their tackle, too.
They lost a tackle. Wow. They lost, well, obviously, this corner. They lost a receiver. I think they've lost, in total, this is the fifth player who has started multiple games for Deion Sanders last year, entering the transfer portal this year. That, look, the portal, and by the way, today is portal day.
Portal
open day. It's not been a good day for Colorado. And this is what happens when you go and you get hired guns out of the portal and things don't go their way. They start mass exodus towards the portal. This is why you must recruit in high school. You have to recruit high school players because anybody that's entering the portal, and I know Shedeur Sanders entered, like, had a tweet today saying, like, portal day, everybody start to get active. Here we're coming for you. People look, like, players might be dumb in a lot of cases, but they're going to take a look and be like, wait, so the guys you brought in from the portal and started for you are now leaving in the portal a year later?
Mm-hmm.
This is risky for Deion.
Not great, Bob. Also, as it pertains to Blake Griffin,
sorry.
Some more greatness. He also helped keep DeAndre Jordan hostage.
That's right.
He barricaded the chair in the door as Mark Cuban was driving around a Dallas neighborhood trying to track DeAndre Jordan down, yelling out of his car.
That's really funny. And my favorite part of this is Mark Cuban's response to that is like, I'm worth several $1 billion. You think I have to just drive around yelling for DeAndre Ayton? I can find DeAndre Ayton if I want to.
Still pretty funny.
It is really funny, though. Funny.
All right, coming up next, the NBA playoffs are upon us. Time to make our picks as the play-in tournament gets underway. Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. But first, here's Big Kahuna Sports and Update.
That's that Hawaiian burger joint.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Playoff basketball is upon us. Has basketball season started yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Started?
Dude, it's winding down. You know, Christmas Day was like when the preseason started. Then, you know, after the Super Bowl and the All-Star break, it was money in the bank.
Oh, okay.
You know, regular season underway. February, we got it.
Well, the West is going to get their...
Still waiting for the Blazers to start,
though. There you go. The West is getting their playoffs underway. So you got their play-in between the Pelicans and Lakers.
Yeah.
And that'll obviously decide your 7 seed. And then the loser of that game will take on the winner of Kings Warriors.
Oh.
How are you seeing these shakeout?
I think we get the... Lakers play the Warriors on Friday night.
So you have to get the Pelicans winning tonight.
I think the Pelicans win tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though they just got the crap kicked out of them by the same Lakers 2 days ago?
Not the same Lakers. We got butthurt Anthony Davis, his lower back. Did you see that play where he called Larry Nance Jr.? It was a dangerous play. Did you see that play?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Go look that up for me really quick, because I want this will be an honest reaction. Anthony, just go into Twitter and do Anthony Davis and back, and then you'll see this play. He called this a dangerous play by Larry Nance Jr. It looked very common, especially for a putback dunk. That's it right there. He called that a dangerous play by Larry Nance Jr.
Let's see here.
And I'm not quite sure what the dirty part by Larry Nance Jr. was. He said he shoved him while he was in the air.
No.
That's what Anthony Davis said. He said he shoved him while he was in the air, which is a dangerous play. And it looked like Larry Nance was kind of just like put his hand out.
He put
there.
A forearm on him, and he exerts mild pressure at best, and AD flops. Look.
No foul was called.
No, and undercutting somebody is a dangerous play.
Yeah.
But Larry even pulls back.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a dangerous play whatsoever. And so if that is the play that gets his lower, and backs are fickle, got a lower back issue myself. But lower backs are fickle, man. And I don't trust Anthony Davis to stay healthy. I'm going to go with the Pelicans. I'm going to go a little home cooking here. I know that will probably be wrong, and you get LeBron James highly motivated, and AD says he feels like he'll be fine, whatever. What I want to see is Lakers-Warriors in that play-in to get the chance to play for the 8 seed and the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay.
Yeah, you got the Lakers?
Yeah, I'm taking the Lakers. The Pelicans... They just seem to have nothing for that Lakers team, but we'll see if Zion actually shows up.
Would be a good night for him to show up.
It would, because he is sucked in every single bright spotlight opportunity. It's been really weird
because
he's been playing incredible for the last 2 months.
Yeah,
he's been phenomenal. Warriors, Kings. I'd want to pick the Kings, but they're just beat to hell.
All banged up.
They're just beat up. So
without Ronald Threesley, who are they? You know,
I think people obviously the Warriors are going to pull this out, but I think. Pelicans end up beating the Warriors.
For the 8 seed.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're going to get Warriors-Pelicans. I'm sorry, Lakers-Pelicans out of this matchup. And then, you know, we'll see. The Nuggets will get the Lakers in the first round. Then the old Pels will go take on the Thunder, where they'll be the underdog or the favorite because people are stupid.
Well, in that one, if it's Pelicans-Thunder, I think they'll give the nod to the Thunder.
Okay.
I think they might. But if it's Warriors or Lakers...
No, chance at hell.
No.
On the East,
it'll be a dumb and wrong.
On the East tomorrow, tonight, you're going to get the...
No, it's tomorrow.
I'm sorry, tomorrow.
Yeah.
76ers Heat in the first matchup.
In Philly, and I think Joel Embiid mops the floor with the Miami Heat.
And they will not have Terry Rozier, 80% of Damian Lillard, or possibly Duncan Robinson, who, I mean...
Oh, hi.
Trade package time. And then the Bulls and Hawks. The Hawks are beat up.
I cannot get a feel for that game to save my
life. It's the Hawks are beat up, and the Bulls pushed the Knicks to the brink on the last day of the regular season, went to overtime.
And Billy Donovan is just like,
I don't want to coach Kentucky, but I don't want to coach this team either.
I just want to be.
Yeah, but you know what I'd love to see? The 76ers win, and then the Bulls beat the Heat.
Mm.
I would love to see it.
I would love to see that, too.
I think everyone outside of Miami would love to see that.
I think everybody in Portland would love to see Miami have that fate.
It'd just be wonderful. Obviously, the winner of the 76ers Heat take on the two-seeded Knicks because they weren't cowards and they played hard to win. Cavs. Just despicable stuff. Despicable stuff. And then the winner of the 8-seed bracket will go on to take on and be the buzzsaw. Or I should say the wood to the Celtics buzzsaw.
Yeah, that Celtics make it through the first round, but conference finals is where the rubber meets the road.
Would be hilarious if the Heat did win the game one and push the 76ers into that bracket, and Joel Embiid
then
beat
we're
the
talking.
Hell out of the Celtics in the first round.
Ruh.
The narratives that would start.
Yeah. Yeah. And Adam Silver really has to open up that investigation into all of those injuries with the Boston Celtics the last two games of the season. You know,
truly incredible stuff.
You know, that's supposed to not, not happen. All those injuries.
Wow.
All of those guys got hurt. Wow. Peyton Pritchard balled out, but it was amazing how many guys are hurt for them right now.
Truly incredible stuff. What matchup in the first round, as it sits right now, stands out the most to you?
The one I'm actually most excited to see is that Milwaukee and Indiana series. I'm genuinely excited to see that one play out. It does take a little bit of that luster that maybe we don't have Giannis for the first two games, mm-hmm. maybe the entire series. But if Giannis does come back, I'm excited for that series having that 3-6 matchup and the potential of an upset there. If it is, in fact, Philly, New York, Joel Embiid in Madison Square Garden, sign me up for that. I was talking about this yesterday. It kind of feels like the Eastern Conference, I'm more excited for those first round matchups than I am for the West.
I've got the NBA TV like Secco matchup. That's the one. Cavs Magic,
and that's two young teams.
It's being banished to NBA TV, but I am like... They played, it was either the first or the second game after All-Star break. And I was sick, and I remember, I'm going to lay in bed, I'm going to watch this game.
And I'm also excited for out West, that Minnesota-Phoenix matchup, because can Phoenix hold it together? You get Gobert and Nurk.
It's the worst matchup statistically for Minnesota, you know that.
Cat and KD. You get Book and Beal against Conley and Ant. Like, mm-hmm. Sign me up. I'm in.
It is the Suns, the team that put up the most points against the Timberwolves all season on a points per game basis. And the Timberwolves had the best defense in the basketball.
What's crazy about Phoenix is that they have a top 10 offense in the NBA, mm-hmm. and they only had their big three of KD, Beal, and Booker for barely half the season.
And they finished, I think, with a 12th best defense. So it's not like this, like the version of this team that we kind of talk about, like, oh, they're just an S show, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, they're a pretty good S show.
Yep. They are. You know what? They are a good S show.
I think that's a pretty good summation of us, too. A pretty good S show. Which we'll be back here in just a minute, and we'll get ready to hand you off to Isaac Suit. Come up here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
I'm just going to say it. It's one of my favorite times of the year.
Oh?
It's NBA playoff season, man.
Oh, yeah.
This is...
Oh, yeah.
When you have basketball every night that matters, mm-hmm. the first round, especially, because once you get going, it's just night after night after night of like, oh, what matchup do we have tonight?
100% of the time, it works every time.
Even in the 1-8 where you're like, oh, it's going to be a buzzsaw.
Yeah.
You take a look at the matchups this year, the 1-8 in the West is going to be Thunder, Lakers, or Pelicans, likely. Maybe the Warriors. You look at the East, there's a world where either the 76ers or Heat end up as the 1-8 matchup with the Celtics, where you have a rematch of the Eastern Conference Finals.
I would like it.
And your 2-7s are going to be either Knicks, 76ers, Heat.
You could have
a revival of Knicks Heat.
It could be a very fun first round of the NBA playoffs. We could also have some stinkers in there.
Which one of these are you looking at could be the stinker?
Mavs Clippers, I think, could be a stinker.
I think if Luka just absolutely hot knife through butter.
Yep. And with Kyrie too, and aging James Harden and Westbrook trying to stay in front of him, it could be just like very sad to watch. But I would love it because I don't like either one of those players.
Did you guys talk about Kawhi's knee inflammation?
No.
Yeah. So that's the story out of LA. He's fighting knee inflammation, and the knee that has bothered him for so many years. Is he going to be able to go?
It's too bad there's not a way for both of those teams to lose, so neither Harden nor Kyrie advances.
Ooh.
You know, I'm not okay with Kyrie.
Maybe Kyrie falls off the flat earth.
There you go. But
there we go.
Kyrie has shut up. He shut up and dribbled enough that I'm like, you're fine.
Yeah, he is. I have no issues with Kyrie right now.
Yeah.
Because unlike Aaron Rodgers, who's back to spouting conspiracy theories today.
HIV created by the government.
Yeah, yeah, that's Aaron Rodgers' new one. Even though he just wants to focus on football, guys. The U.S. government created the HIV virus. That's his new one.
That
today.
One's too far. Introducing crack.
That one's too far.
I was going to say, introducing crack into L.A. neighborhoods, that one's probably real.
But we have, I think another clunker that we could have is the winner tonight against Denver. I think Denver's just better.
Just going to, I think so better. Too. I don't think the Pelicans, Lakers, or Warriors or Kings, but any of those teams is going to do anything.
That's why I make, Boston, if they do what they should against the 8 seed, that one would be a clunker. Other than that, though, if that's all we're talking about, we got good playoff basketball.
Yeah, the 1 seed
is
awesome. Or the reigning champion is handling business and everything else is like, it's going to be close.
Yeah.
Things are going well.
We're okay. They were cones. All right. That'll do it for us today.
Indeed.
We'll be back tomorrow, though.
Wow, I'm going to two days in a row on the air?
Yeah, what are you going to do, man?
I don't know, man. It's weird.
What are you going to do?
I tell you what, though. It is weird. I go home now, and I don't have basketball.
Hey, big ups to Gardner Minshew.
He's a big-ass boy.
Wearing a sweatshirt into the Raiders facility his first day of work that said, little-ass boy.
It's my lock screen.
Out of context, that's going to be a rough sweatshirt to wear anywhere else.
Love it.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow from noon to 3. Enjoy 4 hours of power from their miles to your ears. Prime time with Isaac Atu.
Bye.
I'm 11 years old. You're 8. You're alive.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.